Welcome to a little sports talk. Here's my little sports talk. The Red Sox are doing pretty good. They're on fire. The Dodgers are on fire. This weekend was amazing. Today is April 19th, the day before 420. Blaze it. 420. You know, 420 to me is not a big deal. Never has been. Even when I was in high school and they were like, dude, 420 and fucking weed was very much illegal. I always thought I was like, all right, I guess. Like, what are you going to do? But I always got annoyed at people who did it to be... Because, let's be honest, 420 it is a stupid little holiday stoners made up, whatever. And I think slowly it's becoming kind of like a... I wouldn't be surprised to see... Hallmark cards saying happy 420, you know what I mean? And if you post happy 420 on Instagram or social media, it's kind of a douchebag thing to do. Don't do that. Just fucking enjoy yourself. Get high if you want. I mean, there's no difference. I'm not gonna call in sick. I never called in sick to work because it's 420. I never skipped school because it was 4. No, I didn't do all that. I did what I always did. Went home. Waited till it was nighttime when everybody was asleep. Got it. Because even when I was a kid, I would get high at night. Once people, once my parents were asleep, they didn't know I smoked, I would get high. And, you know, watch MTV or whatever. And, yeah, that's how I see 420. It's just another day, just like any other stupid holiday that they make up. Just another day. Don't make a big deal out of it. It is Hitler's birthday, so y'all, you guys are Nazis. Celebrating 420, you're a Nazi, right? That's what I'm saying. That's, yeah. You know what? 420, celebrate, Nazi. That's what you are. So happy celebrating, Nazis, all right? But yeah, baseball's awesome right now, for at least for me, because... You know, the Red Sox are okay. And the Yankees are the worst team in baseball. So, Red Sox are in first. The Yankees are the worst team in baseball. I'm happy. That's just the way it is. Even if the Red Sox were a game above the Yankees and the Yankees were the worst team in baseball, I would still be happy. That's how that goes. But it's the beginning. It's early. This is a marathon. It's not a race. Got a long time to happen. But UFCs, that's why I'm doing this, because I was watching some fights over the weekend. They were kind of like blah, blah. What's her name? Some chick, Penne. She fought some Mexican chick named Lupi, and Lupi got robbed because fucking this first time I've ever seen in MMA, someone just ragdoll a person, like legit would pick her up and just toss her like if she was fucking throwing garbage in a trash can and yelling Kobe. That's, I'm not even kidding, that's how she picked her up Kobe and threw her ass on the ground. It was insane. And then she ended up losing. I was like, how she, all three rounds she dropped her ass to the ground. She was fucking her up nonstop. Her hands were crazy. She had amazing hands. Her jabs was on point, just bloodied her up. And then they gave it to Penna. I should really look it up instead of just talking like an idiot. But yeah, it was dumb, dude. It was dumb, bro. It's fucking dumb, dude. It's fucking dumb. Show less. Where's Jessica Penne versus her name's Lupita. Lupita Godonez. But they call her Lupi. That's cute. Yeah, she lost, and I thought she won, but whatever. It was her first loss. It was her first fight in the UFC, and she was fucking whooping on Jessica Penne. It is what it is, I guess. And the main card, a bunch of people fought. The main event, Robert Whittaker versus Kelvin Gastelum. Fall 5 rounds, decision. Yeah, Robert Whittaker pretty much just took over. But it was fun. Fun nights of fights. Next, this Saturday coming up, which I will be watching, is going to be a good one. It's a good one. Let me check out. It's UFC Tix 261. The prelims are like whatever. Cowboys fighting. Not the white cowboy. The Brazilian cowboy. Alex Oliveira. There's another cowboy. They actually fought. The two cowboys fought Battle of the Cowboys. And regular cowboy one. Anthony Smith versus Jimmy Shroot. That's going to be rough. Uriah Hall. All right, you know what? Let me just make the picks. Anthony Smith versus Jimmy Shroot. Kroot? I don't know how to say his last name. If you see him, you'll know him. Just by looking at him, he has a funny face. So does Anthony Smith. But I think Anthony Smith is going to lose this one via decision. Uriah Hall, Chris Weidman. Dude, Chris Weidman's done. He's old. He's never going to be champ ever again. Unless he juices up. But he's not. He has a cringy-ass dad. His dad is cringe as fuck. That's like a, bro, that's a dad boner. You know what I mean? He wears New Balances and shit. He wears those white Nikes. Yeah, that guy's a major dad boner. I remember when he lost, he's all like, he's still my son. He just grabbed the mic out of Joe's hand. He's still my son. And everybody's like, take it easy, dad. But he's a nice guy. He loves his son. You know, what are you going to do? I think Uriah Hall might win this. And if Chris Weidman loses, I would say he's going to get knocked out first round. Not knocked out cold. Maybe TKO is going to get dropped with maybe a jab, like a little, And then Uriah Hall is just going to get on top and hammer fist. So TKO first round. That's my position, my prediction. Then we get into title fights. Only reason I'm ordering this UFC pay-per-view is because there's three title fights. Three title fights is worth it. If you got one title fight and a shitty undercard, it's like, come on. But this is worth it. Valentina Shevchenko, the murderer of the bullet. She's from Russia. She's a beast of a human being. She always does a little dance where she dances in circles and stuff. She speaks like 10 different languages. She's fighting Jessica Andrade, who's a little tank, who fought under, I think. This is a flyweight. I think she fought strawweight. She's fought. She was a champ. She beat Rose Namajunas, threw her on her head. That was a bad fall. And then she got her ass kicked by Wei Zheng Li, who's the current champ. And then after that, she went on and fought flyweight. She goes, you know what? Let me go at this title. And let me see. What was her last fight? I don't know. Who gives a shit? But she, yeah, man. I still think Valentina's going to whoop her ass because that woman is fucking scary. She's got really good hands, really nasty kicks. Jessica Andrade is built like a wrestler. She looks like Henry Cejudo. She's fucking like a little tank. But Valentina's just a little beast, dude. And the co-main, another title fight, strawweight fight. I love chick fights. I was watching chick fights, and I was telling my brother-in-law, I love chick fights. And he's all like, why? I'm like, they go hard. I think it's their fucking motherly instinct that they have inside or something. I don't know what, but they fucking mama bear don't play. And a lot of these women are not moms, but they got that in them, you know. And they come out swinging hard. So this is exciting, and I think this is gonna go down as one of the amazing top fucking female fights ever. I'm hoping Rose Namajunas trying to get that title back and fight Wei Li Zhang. They haven't fought yet before. They've both beat Joanna Jędrzejczyk on fucking amazing fight. The Joanna versus Wei Li fight was amazing. That shit went down all five rounds. That was a slobber knocker of a fight. Wei Li Zhang. She ended up, of course, won. She's a champ. She's only lost once. I don't even know who she lost to. Rose has lost four times, but whatever. She's still a beast of a little woman. And I think Rose is going to win. Thug Rose, man. Thug Rose is going to knock her out. That's what I think. Because Wei Li Zhang, she likes to get hit. Thug Rose is like the size of my 6-year-old, but I don't know where she develops all that power, but that power comes and she fucking knocks bitches out. So that's what I think is going to happen. I think she's going to knock her out. Maybe third or fourth round. It's going to go deep into the rounds. They're going to be tired. They're going to be bloody. And she's going to bow, fucking rock her. And she's going to win that title. That's my prediction on that one. And the main event, Kamaru Usman, champ, versus Jorge Masvidal, Street Jesus. In my heart, this is what I want. I want Jorge to win. Because Nate is fighting Leon Edwards. Now, everybody knows, Nate versus Leon, winner of that gets to fight for the title. This title that they're fighting for right now. How badass would it be for number two, part two of the BMF title, to be for the real title? No BMF bullshit, but the real shit. That's going to be the hugest money grab in the world. That's what the people want, I think. People want to see that shit again. People want Nate to finally fight for a real title and finally fucking get his. Will that happen? Most likely not. I don't know the odds on that happening, but they're not good. Because I think Kamaru is going to fuck up Jorge Masvidal. And I think Leon Edwards is going to fuck up Nate Diaz. And at the end, they'll still fight again, I think. Jorge Masvidal and Nate will most likely fight again. Because it's the way that they stopped the fight because of Nate's cut. Which is like whatever, he always gets cut. So I think they're going to run it back anyways. But I would like to see them run it back for a career legit title. Not that bullshit BMF title shit. And but I think what's really going to happen, Kamaru's going to beat him. Unanimous decision, 5 rounds. Just fucking mollywop him. I think Jorge has a better chance than last time. Because last time he only had 6 days to just basically cut weight. This time he's had a full camp. I would like to see him win. I think if Jorge wins, he's going to knock him out. He has really good boxing. And I think he'll TKO him. Not knock him out cold, but he'll TKO him. But I just don't see it happening because Kamaru's really good wrestling. He'll fucking take him to the ground. And Jorge's a fucking backyard fighter. He fought with Kimbo and shit in the fucking streets of Florida. Which, by the way, this is going to be in Florida, Jacksonville. Because Florida don't give a fuck. They're like, bring everybody. And it's already sold out crowd. It's going to be their first fights with people in it. And if Jorge wins, because he's from Florida, Florida might just fucking explode and go off the map. The little dick is just going to rip off the fucking island, form itself into a whole Florida island where anything goes. And you could, you know, fuck dogs and do crazy shit. Because that's what Florida people do. And that's one place I would never want to go. Florida. Straight up. Fuck Florida. I would never want to go to Florida. There's fucking alligators and snakes, fucking rednecks, all that shit. People are crazy. Cubans all over the place. Fuck Florida. That's my prediction. That's my predictions. My predictions. UFC 262, the next one. Or what? This Monday's 261. The next one's 262. That's when Leon Edwards fights Nate Diaz. And the main event is a title fight, Charles Oliveira versus Michael Chandler. Should be fun. Tony Ferguson's fighting that one too. Benil Darouche, that's who he's fighting. That's fun. Edson Barbosa. Wow, there's a lot of fun fights that day. Andrea Lee is an interesting person because her ex-husband was a Nazi. Nazi was a white supremacist in jail. He went to jail and he had to do some shady shit, and he got like a fucking swastika tattooed, and he's never covered up. They call her KGB. I wonder if why. Anyways. And then of course I'm gonna talk about this stupid ass Jake Paul fight. Now look, everybody knew Jake Paul was gonna win. Not because Ben Askren is not a real, like, he's a fighter, but he's mostly a wrestler. He has zero stand-up, and people made a big deal. They're like, oh, he went to Freddie Roach to train. He was there for a week. Man, who knows how hard he went during that week. And the only reason I know this is because a GSP, George St. Pierre, he said it himself. When he said it on Rogan. He goes, yeah, I was there. And I asked, hey, where is Ben Askren? And Freddie Roach is like, oh, he was here for a week and he bounced. He never came back. So that kind of tells you he's not, he didn't prepare for this. He just saw dollar signs. He goes, cool, he's already retired. He just had a hip replacement. That's how old he is. Basically, people just paid money to watch a young guy who loves to train boxing knock out an old guy. It was pretty fucked. I just felt bad. I saw that. I didn't watch it. I just saw the knockout on Instagram, and I just felt bad. It was just sad. I was like, fuck, man. People went crazy, and it's like, all you did was knock, like, you're getting paid to knock people out, and it's not nice. Like, there's not a regular person. And I was listening to Brendan Schaub talking about, like, oh, it's only his third fight. You can't expect him to fight pros when it's his third fight. Then he should be acting like it's his third fight and not call out people, not walk around like he's big shit, and fight amateurs. Don't fight a fucking retired basketball player and a retired wrestler. Fight an amateur boxer, a guy who's been training boxing, a guy who has some fight, maybe 3 or 4 fights, but has some fights under his belt where it's all boxing. An amateur boxer, he should not, and a young guy too, not somebody who's old and tired all the fucking time. Fight somebody who's really at his level, because they make it seem like Ben Askren was at it. No, Ben Askren was not in his level, and it fucking showed because he got knocked out in a minute. So you can't say that fucking no. And to me, this was fixed. Not that it was like I'm gonna go down in the first round fixed, or I'm gonna pretend to go. No, I think it was fixed in a way that Ben Askren said, I'm not training for this. I'm going to get paid so much. Like, he got paid over $1 million. That's a lot of fucking money. I would do the same fucking thing. If somebody said, hey, Angel, we're going to give you $1 million to fight Jake Paul, most likely you're going to get knocked out. Yeah, I'm down. That's going to buy me a house. Yeah, I'm going to get punched in the face for one round, get knocked out. I'm taking that money. I would have done the exact same thing. So it wasn't a legit fight. It wasn't legit. It was Ben Askren saying, I'm going to get some money. And Jake Paul saying, I'm going to make a name out of myself. Because he's fighting the guy who got knocked out by Jorge Masvidal with the flying knee. That's how Ben Askren is mostly known. And now he's known for getting knocked out by Jake Paul. So he's a guy who's known for getting knocked out and getting paid bank to get knocked out. Now, I wouldn't go so far as doing all that. But if you tell me fight Jake Paul and you're going to give you $1 million, I would do it. I would, yeah. Okay, and I'm not going to, I would just go to UFC box. I would go to UFC gym and train there. 3 days a week, boxing classes for an hour. That's what I do right now. I'm going to do that. That ain't going to be pro, but fuck it. I'm going to make $1 million in a couple months. Yeah, I'm going to do that for 3 months. I bet I'll get skinnier. I mean, I'm not 1,000 pounds right now, but you know, I got some chunk to me. Dude, I looked at my face in the mirror while I was high and I was like, fuck, I gotta stop eating at night. My problem is I get high at night and I just wanna eat. Everything tastes so good. Everything is like, oh, what is that, dog food? Oh my God, it looks so good. And I just fucking eat it. Nah, I don't eat dog food. I don't even have a dog. But you get what I'm saying. Like, I see shit and I'm like, damn, that looks good. I'm not even hungry. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty much fucking full. I might eat a bowl of cereal and be like, damn, I'm full as fuck. Is that cookies? Give me some cookies. I don't need that shit. I don't even need the cereal before I go to sleep. I don't need any of it. I could go home and just smoke a bowl and go straight to bed. But I don't. I smoke a bowl. It gives me the munchies. I eat the entire episode of The Crown, which is an hour. And then I go to bed. And then I wake up feeling like shit. And it's like, yeah, dickhead. You shouldn't have ate fucking Chips Ahoy, Frosted Flakes, some leftover food dinner that was there, and a can of Coke. You shouldn't have drank all that. You shouldn't have ate all that. But I did. And I do. And then the next morning, I feel like shit. That's why I take breaks when I smoke weed, because when I take my breaks, I lose a shitload of weight. And then I gain it all back. So what I'm trying to do right now, I'm trying to be disciplined while high, which is not fucking easy. But I did good yesterday. I did eat, but I ate some mango and water. And not a lot of mango. I ate a couple pieces with water. So it's like, there, you got your craving. I have that that regularness of me eating, like, oh, mouth pleasure. But it's at least a little somewhat healthier, because it is fruit. So it is healthy, even though it has sugars. It is fruit, and I'm not drinking a fucking can of Coke that has a billion fucking grams of sugar. That was yesterday. Not the day before, that was just yesterday. So I'm making strides. I'm working on it, trying to get better. What the fuck was I talking about? Ben Askren? Anyways, that was a fixed fight. I'm sorry. That was fixed. It's not really a real fight. He was just like, I'm not really, like, if you paid to watch that, you paid to fucking be an idiot. That's just dumb. Don't do that shit. Watch a real fight. All right. I think that's it. That's all I'm going to talk about. That's all I got to say about that. Let me see if I got a high note. I don't know if I do, because lately I've just been getting high and going straight to bed. I say, fuck that bullshit. I talked about John Cena last time. Why do bodybuilders look like they're having sex when they work out? They be like, ooh, yeah, and they do. They go, oh, and they do that pump, and they just get all, like, all real serious face. They grind their teeth all, oh, they might bite their lip, like, They look at their muscle. They, as they're flexing, they're looking at their muscle. They're like, yeah. Oh, they look, it's just like, oh, you're just filming a porno. That's what you're doing right now. They're so erotic when they work out. They got to take it easy. I did that to my wife. I was like, and I thought of it as I was talking to my wife. And I was making this noise. I was going, and making like a hard fist and flexing my muscles and just going, and as I was doing that, not only was she laughing, but she was doing it too, and she started grinding on me. She's going, yeah, workout, and I gotta say, we had a really good laugh about it. All right, talk to you guys later. I was gonna put a song at the end of this, but I'm not, so I'll just put the ad in front of this. Bye. I can't think of anything else to talk about. Bye.